Arts Square. Arts Square completely justifies its name. It is here where the Russian Museum lies, a treasury of painting and sculpture. The ethnographic museum that contains the works of art by various nations native to Russia. The Mikhailovsky Theater. The Grand Philharmonic Hall. The Theater of Musical Comedy. And a monument to Alexander Pushkin in the center of the square. Mikhailovsky Palace is the main building on the square. It is interesting to know that the idea to build the palace emerged shortly after the Grand Prince Mikhail Pavlovich, the youngest and most loved son of Paul I, was born. The emperor ordered that a certain sum of money should be saved annually to build a palace as luxurious and comfortable so as to match the status of its owner in grandeur. Paul I was assassinated 3 years later, but his will was implicitly obeyed even after his death. When the Grand Prince Mikhail turned 21, his elder brother Alexander I commanded the construction work to begin. The palace was erected by Carlo Di Giovanni Rossi, the Italian architect who was the author of many impressive architectural ensembles in St. Petersburg. Rossi was a truly talented architect. He thought through every minor detail, from a cast iron grille to the pattern of the mosaic parquet. After the death of Mikhail Pavlovich, his spouse, Elena Pavlovna, inherited ownership of the palace. The refined atmosphere of an artistic salon took the place of high society balls. Musicians, composers, scientists, and writers would get together in the Mikhailovsky Palace. In the late 19th century, the palace was bought by the state, and in March 1898, the Russian Museum, the greatest world collection of Russian art, was opened. Later, another museum wing, the Benoit Building, was constructed on the one side of the Mikhailovsky Palace, while on the other side of the palace, Vladimir Svinin built the Russian Ethnographic Museum. Other buildings located around Art Square look much more modest in comparison to the Mikhailovsky Palace, but are no less significant. The Mikhailovsky Theater of Opera and Ballet, for example, is one of the best-known theaters in town. The neighboring building houses the memorial flat of Isaac Brodsky, the artist famous for his portrayal of Soviet leaders. Next door lies the well-known art cabaret, The Stray Dog, that used to be a frequent visiting place for such writers and poets as Nikolai Gumilev, Anna Akhmatova, Nadezhda Tefi, Igor Severyanin, Tamara Karsavina, Konstantin Balmont, Alexei Tolstoy, M. Sevalod Meyerhold. The memorial plaque on the next house reads that Anna Pavlova, the legendary ballet dancer, used to live there. The Grand Hotel Europe does not particularly relate to art, but it is broadly known, even outside St. Petersburg, to be among the best hotels in the city. The building next to it, former Assembly of the Nobility Building, became the Grand Philharmonic Hall, the center of musical life in St. Petersburg. The Theater of Musical Comedy is no less eminent, and it never stopped functioning even during the years of the blockade of Leningrad during World War II. There is yet another building worth noting on Art Square that bears the number 4/6, the house of Count Matvey Vyelhorsky. It used to be famous as one of the centers of musical and artistic life in St. Petersburg, and was a place for meeting and for performances by many prominent actors and musicians. As a result of all of these features, it is no wonder that in the Soviet period, Mikhailovsky Square was renamed to become Arts Square. The final contributing gesture was to install the monument to Alexander Pushkin in 1957. Its sculptor, Mikhail Anikushkin, was honored with the Lenin Award.